Yep. Give me that. Give me all of that. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll get to Giants, Commandos, Steelers, Jets, a number of other games coming up in just a few minutes. 20 minutes from right now, we'll break down college football. Our friend Kelly in Vegas will be dropping by here on the show. And we'll have lightning bets later on in the show. Our favorite NFL sides. We're going game by game right now, but we will wrap things up in a nice pretty bow in about an hour from right now. Sam, you noticed something during the break related to college football that is very impactful for one matchup. What you got?
So Texas Tech has just upgraded Baron Morton, their starting quarterback, to be the starter on Saturday against Kent State. And I know what you're thinking. Who cares? It's Kent State. Well, the market cares enough because Pinnacle just moved from 48 to 49. Other books are on the hike as well. Now, Texas Tech, if it keeps the pedal down, is going to win this game 70-7. Remember, Kent State almost lost to Merrimack last week. Kent State went 0-12 last year and was the lowest power-rated team in the history of Chris Andrews' power rankings. So, okay, now you probably get a half of Baron Morton, who's a very good quarterback, and then their five-star backup will probably play the third and the fourth quarter. So there was a chance earlier in the week Tech was going to play the backup to start and then go to quarterback three. Now it's going to be quarterback one and quarterback two. And if you've heard anything about Texas Tech this year, doesn't appear to be a team that's going to lay off the gas. So maybe if you read the Chicken Dinner newsletter last night, we were saying to take the 48 and lay it. Baron Morton will start for Texas Tech.
Now we're at 49 at some respected books out there. How far does this go? Is it going to be 49 across the board?
I think so. You have to get through it, too. I know people are going to think we're degenerates for talking about a game like this, but think about multiples of 7. 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. This could easily be 49-0 or 56-7. And some people would say, well, what does it matter? It's 48.5, 49. What's the difference? It's a big difference if it's 56-7. So that's all I'm saying. And it doesn't sound like Joey McGuire is taking Kent State lightly. Now, they know they're going to win, but he wants to see what he's got from his team. And he wants to get them ready to go. He wants to see them dominate. Be careful with Kent State on Saturday. If you're looking at that game and you think that's a lot of points, it is. But it could be 42-0 at half.
Dude, the Merrimack running back went for 100 yards on them.
Texas Tech is going to destroy them. I hope it's not 56-0 and then Texas Tech puts in the third stringers. That's what you have to deal with. But think about all the money that they've spent in the portal, in NIL, all that oil money. I think this game is a blowout. Blowout.
Okay. Okay. Like 70. That's what Sam's saying.
They could easily score 70. Easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now this is on my radar. This is fun.
It doesn't
look like a great card, but now you got to pay attention to this one. When is this game Saturday?
12 noon.
Make sure
Eastern.
I can play. Oh, perfect.
I bet perfect. 48 last night. Talked about it in the newsletter. You can find it. It's pinned to the top of my Twitter. We were hoping for this, and it literally happened during the break, and my phone lit up like a Christmas tree. So, I'm excited.
Can you parlay Texas Tech in the over in this or no?
I don't see why you couldn't. Maybe some books won't allow it, but you should be able to.
Some books won't. Yeah. Okay. Because the number's 60.5. And Sam's like, yeah, Texas Tech might put up 70 themselves. So, yeah, just another possible angle if you're looking there. All right, let's go to another divisional matchup, another one of these. Not a divisional home dog situation because it is Washington at home, but they've got New York Giants. This number has been heading south. They are backing the Giants, which is really interesting. This was a touchdown in the offseason. You're not finding sevens anywhere right now. You're actually seeing some books decide to go down to 5.5. Those are your public books, but there's a handful of them going to 5.5. We'll call it 6. That's what we have over at BetMGM. It's a total of 45.5. It is one of Sam's favorite plays of the week.
Well, I heard it from Ed Sammons a couple weeks ago. Ed is Ed is great at refs, as he calls it. They don't call it NFL at the Westgate. They call it refs. And Ed said to me 2 weeks ago, his favorite bet was the Giants at +6.5. And I did not bite the bait. I'm like, I don't know, man. The Giants stink. And then I talked to Ed a couple days ago, and he said at the end of our call, you see that Giants line? And Ed is not a guy who likes to, you know, bring things up like that. But he's very high on the Giants. So if they lose and don't cover, I will blame Ed. But it's a side that is getting a lot of respected play, and the bookmakers are also seeing that play. Did you catch a couple books at 5.5 on this one?
Yep.
So even though we are already anointing the Commanders as a playoff team, Jaden Daniels has the fifth shortest odds to win the MVP. They got better in the offseason. Wise guys are betting the other side from 7 to 6.5 to 6.
I'm betting the other side. Give me the Giants. Wouldn't surprise me if we're sitting here Monday morning and one of the headlines is the Commanders lost week one to the Giants. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm not saying bet a money line, but I'm on the Giants +6. I like them a lot. You know, I took the Giants over the win total 5.5. There's a lot of disrespect for them. And it starts with the star power for me. Now we've got another year of Malik Nabers. And if you look at Nabers last year and what he did against this Washington secondary, 19 catches, 29 targets in 2 games. Okay. 29 targets. They're going to go to him all day. Now, Russ certainly passed his prime, but can he bring his like some stability to the quarterback position? I'd say a little bit. Jackson Dart's the backup. If Russ ain't the dude, they're going to go to the rookie. I'm not saying it happens today, but it wouldn't surprise me if it were to happen in a month or so. This Giants team is not as bad as people talk about them. I like the receivers with Nabers, Slayton, Wendell Robinson. The line isn't terrible. As long as Andrew Thomas can stay healthy, the line could be just fine, which has been a big weakness over the years with them. And I look at the defense. You still have Brian Burns. You draft Abdul Carter, the runaway favorite for the defensive rookie of the year. Linebackers are strong. You got Dexter Lawrence on the line, one of the best nose tackles in the game. I don't know if it's just they get crushed by New York media or they get a few injuries and things go wrong for them or what it is, but I still respect Daboll as a coach, and his ass is on the line this year. If they exceed expectations, people are going to be talking about him possibly winning the coach of the year once again. I like the Giants +6. Unless the market adjusts, I'm guessing, Sam, that I'll be on the Giants as a dog a bunch this season.
I have them in every contest. I have them in my best bets. And I also think what is not being talked about, I know you brought up the defense. If you put Abdul Carter on one side, think about how much that opens up the other side on defense. So there's a lot of support. Doesn't mean it's right, but when guys that I respect are all on the same dog in the NFL, you pay attention.
Yep. All right, let's keep on rolling. Let's go Steelers-Jets. The Jets are the home team here, and you've got the Steelers as a road dog. It is 3.5. There are some 2.5s out there. By far the lowest total of the week. It should be the lowest total of the week. BetMGM has it at 38.5. There are books that have decided to go down to 37.5 for Steelers-Jets.
This total, as most Steeler totals do, has come down. It's the Iowa of the NFL. What's the total the week before? What is it at kickoff? Now, this total opened months ago, but we talked about this on Bet Sweats all last year. If the total opens at 41, odds are good. By the time we get to the following Sunday, it's going to be lower. And this total was what, 39.5, 40, and now we're 37.5, 38. How do the Jets score? You see Vera Tucker, by the way, is out. He's not going to play out for the season, right? I think. Either way, he's not playing in this game. So you have an offensive line that's already searching for answers against that defensive line, and Justin Fields is the quarterback. It's under a pass for me.
Yeah. Do you want to lay points in a very low-scoring game? I have my questions about Fields. A lot of new guys as well. You got Membu starting over on the right side, and he was supposed to play next to Vera Tucker. Now you've got that injury. Now, the case that I would make is like, look, you still have some firepower on offense with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, but it's Justin Fields. Like, you know, every time we have a fantasy guy on, I'm like, why is Fields going as a top 10 quarterback? I don't understand. Yeah, he's going to use his legs. Well, there's a lot of quarterbacks that do the same. You trust both defenses, but I don't trust either offense here. I get the number. Like, I wouldn't play over this total. Even at 37.5, I wouldn't go over the number.
This probably keeps going down because the limits are going to get bigger. We're on Friday. This game is on Sunday, naturally, NFL, Sunday. I have a feeling this total is still going to go down as we get closer to kickoff.
Yep. A little bit on Panthers, Jaguars. The Jaguars getting a lot of steam here. 3.5 is the number. Panthers and Bryce Young looked better in the last month and a half of the season. We don't know what Liam Cohen's going to do. He's widely respected, but laying 3.5, I don't know, Sam. That seems like it's a bit too much.
Yeah. I just swapped out in our Chicago pick 5. I swiped out the Jags. Put the Lions in there, baby.
Lions.
Let's go.
Yes, we got there earlier on in the hour. All right. We'll see what Kelly in Vegas is thinking, college and the NFL. Joe O, Sammy P. Kelly joins us next. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.